Radio On The Go News.
With Radio On The Go News, Brian Fancher reporting. More rain is needed to help Iowa's corn and soybean crops. ISU Extension field agronomist Angie Rekens tells Radio On The Go News that since April 1st, Hampton has been below normal for precipitation.
Minus 7.7 inches of rainfall from average. And while that doesn't seem all that significant, we didn't come into this growing season with a lot of extra moisture in that soil profile. So we just don't have a lot of reserve to draw on this time of the year when we're in some of our crucial corn growing stages. So that's been a concern. And then even when I look at other areas like Eldora is exceptionally dry. They are 45% behind their average precipitation. So that's something like minus 9.25 inches.
Now, Rekin says the dry pattern is allowing spider mites to attack soybean fields.
You need to get out there along those field edges and places and look in that lower canopy, and then you get what looks like mottled or stippled yellowish green leaves. They are extremely tiny, so they're not noticeable to people just, you know, looking from the top. You got to get down in there and dig in that lower canopy. And then even then, I would put a piece of white paper or a couple pieces of white paper between those rows and shake those soybeans over the top. And then if you see what looks like little moving tiny specks of dirt, those are probably spider mites. Spider mites can be a serious pest threat in soybean, causing anywhere from 40 to 60% yield loss on top of what we're seeing in these dry conditions.
Now, she says spider mites have also been found in cornfields, but they tend to focus more on soybean plants. Tuesday afternoon, the Hampton Police Department arrested 53-year-old John Capella of Hampton for violation of a no-contact order. Capella was later released from custody. This morning, about 1:15, a Cerro Gordo County deputy attempted a traffic stop after a vehicle was seen driving at a high rate of speed away from the area of the suspect's residence, who was wanted on several arrest warrants. 48-year-old John Wayne Robson of Mason City attempted to flee in a 2012 Honda Odyssey going down County Road B20 and then south on Highway 65 into Mason City. Robson reached speeds of up to 100 miles per hour on Highway 65, and when he attempted to go west on 16th Street Northwest, he lost control of his van and crashed into the residence at 1542 North Federal Avenue, causing severe damage to the vehicle and to the foundation of the home. Robson was arrested and taken to Mercy One North Iowa Medical Center to be checked for any injuries. He had warrants for voluntary absence and escape as a felon, an habitual offender, and for third-degree burglary. After the pursuit, Robson was also charged with eluding, driving under suspension, and for possession of drug paraphernalia. A passenger in the van, 54-year-old Mary Elizabeth Robson of Mason City, was also arrested and charged with possession of marijuana. Both are being held at the Cerro Gordo County Jail. Jason Robson also fled from law enforcement on foot during early yesterday afternoon in the same area of his residence and got away at that time. A 40-year-old Mason City woman's been charged with three felony counts of burglary and a felony count of criminal mischief for allegedly breaking into a home in Floyd County last month. The state alleges Sarah Schilling broke into the residence in the 1200 block of 215th Street near Rockford and stole items on more than one occasion. Two safes were also damaged. Schilling's being held at the Black Hawk County Jail. For the second time in 4 years, a nationwide pork dealer has been sanctioned by regulators for illegal buying practices that have cheated hog sellers out of hundreds of thousands of dollars. Lynch Livestock, based in Waucoma, has been ordered to stop recording false weights for hogs delivered to its buying stations, to stop altering classifications of hogs delivered, and to stop creating false scale tickets. In a consent order signed this month, the USDA also ordered Lynch Livestock to pay a civil penalty of $445,626. The USDA had ordered Lynch Livestock to cease and desist from the same improper practices in 2017 and to pay a $15,000 fine and restitution. Also, Iowans might be wise to order their holiday gifts now in July if they hope to have plenty of presents under the tree come late December. According to a logistics and supply chain expert at the University of Iowa, Jen Blackhurst, a U of I professor of business analytics, says many retailers simply are not recovering from the pandemic nightmares, and a perfect storm is developing that will mean more shortages to come.
We're seeing some pretty extreme delays. with the chips not being available to put in the cars, if you've tried to order any kind of furniture, there's 5, 6, 7 months of delay.
Blankhurst calls it the bullwhip effect, where a small change or glitch in demand or in the supply chain can quickly grow in severity.
There's been recently a port in China that had slower capacity due to a re-outbreak of COVID. That's slowing the ability to move goods in and, more importantly, out of China, which is going to slow things down.
Now, we've seen it repeatedly during the pandemic where certain items simply are unavailable and shelves are empty. Think toilet paper, cleaning products, and hand sanitizer early on, while later it was webcams, furniture, lumber, video game consoles, and countless other products.
Come the holiday time, we're going to see some delays and shortage of materials and goods and gifts. And so thinking about that right now, and really understanding where your gifts would be coming from, things that you want to have for the holidays, they could be, in fact, quite delayed.
Many areas of the world are facing severe supply chain issues, and it's impacting a wide range of products. She says probably won't be fixed by Christmas.
So if it's a new toy that there's going to be a lot of demand for, you know, you're going to have to start thinking about that now.
Blackhurst says one report tells how the price to purchase space on a shipping container from China to the U.S. has risen 200% or more just in the past 4 months. She predicts we won't see supply chains fully functioning again until mid-2022 at the earliest. This week, the Wright County Board of Supervisors continue discussions on the standing corn snow fence policy in the county. The board learned the policy would save the county money by not having to install regular snow fences. The board then approved to proceed with the policy. In other business, the Wright County Board of Supervisors appointed Dean Kluss as an alternate on the Central Iowa Community Service Board and approved the annual transfer of funds from the General Basic and General Supplemental Fund to the Public Health Fund. The Emerald Ash Borer has been confirmed in 5 more Iowa counties in 2021, including in Wright County and the broadcast area. Insect samples were collected from ash trees in rural Dalles earlier this year, and officials with the USDA confirmed these samples positive for EAB. The insect has now been found in 81 of Iowa's 99 counties, including Butler, Cerro Gordo, Floyd, Franklin, Grundy, Hardin, and Wright counties in the broadcast area. Joe Herrig, a district forester with the Iowa DNR of Iowa Falls, tells Radio On The Go News the insect is fairly saturated in the southeastern two-thirds of the state.
We do still want to prevent people from taking ash firewood or dead ash trees out of their counties as much as possible. Although there's no legal quarantine right now from one county to the next, it is legal to move firewood. We just want to really discourage that as much as we can as a good practice. So if you have dead ash trees and your firewood cutter, try to just keep it right there in the same town or the same county, if at all possible, so you don't spread it to any other areas.
He says the DNR is encouraging the public to stay ahead of the problem and remove and replace infected trees.
You don't want to wait until it's totally dead before you take action to remove it, because they become dangerous and brittle pretty quick. So the other efforts that we're trying to do from the DNR standpoint is encourage people to keep planting trees. It's really just as simple as that, because it's like a human population. You know, to sustain ourselves, we just have to keep replacing and regenerating, and that's the same with trees. There's always things out there that will kill trees, diseases, pests, storms, derechos. The sustainable long-term solution is just adding new trees and diversifying our tree population as much as we can, so we don't have any major pests impacting just a single species.
EAB was first discovered in Iowa in 2010. The high in the past 24 hours here at our studios, 94, and the low of 75. For Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.